Aho, thank you for allowing me to share some stories with you. My name is Cricket Rhodes Coniwerty. I am Kiowa and Caddo, and I'm a member of the Caddo Nation, the Caddo Tribe of Oklahoma. And I am a Henry on my Caddo side and a Keybone on my Kiowa side. Keybone means savior in Kiowa. From what I understand, my ancestor went, and when they were having a battle, people would fall on the battleground, and he would go out and bring them back to safety when they weren't able to reach it on their own. So that's how we got the name Keybone, which means savior. The first story I'm going to share with you is a small, short story, and it's from the Caddo Nation. I will share part of it with you, so if you like it, then let me know, and I will share the full thing with you whenever you get a chance to invite me up to do storytelling. There are many reasons why we tell stories: to teach lessons, things you should do and things you shouldn't do, to explain why things are the way they are, and also for fun or entertainment. I like to share this story because it combines all three of those things, and it takes place a long time ago when dogs could still talk. And there was a man named Flying Hawk. He was a very good hunter, but he knew he could be a better hunter if he had a dog. But he didn't like dogs, because dogs would always go around and they talk and they tattle and they tell all of their owner's business to everybody else. Well, one day Flying Hawk's friend came up to him and said, "Flying Hawk, why don't you come over and pick a puppy out of my dog's litter?" Flying Hawk said, "I don't know. All they do is talk and tattle, and they tell where all my secret hunting places are." Flying Hawk's friend said, "Well, you could teach them not to tattle, and you'd be a better hunter with the dog." Flying Hawk thought, "Well, I guess I could teach them not to tattle, and well, it wouldn't hurt to be a better hunter than I already am." So he went over, and he picked a cute little puppy out of the litter and took it home with him. But every day, like Flying Hawk thought, that puppy would run off into the village and tattle. He'd say, "Woof, I caught a big old deer today, woof." And Flying Hawk would get really angry with his dog, Deetsy. That's how you say dog and Caddo, Deetsy. "Deetsy, if you keep on tattling, I'm going to have to pull out your tongue." Well, finally, Deetsy listened to him, and he quit tattling. And that's a little excerpt from a story I would tell to younger people. I have another story. It's a Kiowa story. To me, it's very close to my family history, and it explains a lot of things about the Kiowas, about a lot of the Plains Indians, and our predicament that we are in today, or how we came to be where we are today. And it takes place when Oklahoma was still Indian territory. Now, it was always supposed to be Indian territory as long as the sky was blue and the grass was green. But they maybe found oil or something on there. But the government, the United States government, started building a railroad through Indian Territory. The Ogopi, that's how you say buffalo in Kiowa, means our people's food. The Ogopi leader knew that this railroad was going to be detrimental to the Kiowas. So he told all the Ogopi to go out and dig at the railroad tracks. So they did. Well, then people started putting up fences. I guess if anybody's ever heard of Boomer Sooners, those are probably the Sooners. And they started putting up fences. Well, the Ogopi leader knew those were bad too, so all the Ogopi would go and knock those down. But no matter what the Ogopi did, the railroad tracks were finally completed, and trains started going through. And people would stick their guns and their rifles out of the train windows and shoot the Ogopi for no reason. Now, when Kiowa shot the Ogopi, they used every part of it. But when these people shot it, they just went on. And that is a part of a story, the beginning of the story, about what happened to the Ogopi and what happened to the Kiowa people when I talk about my family history, that story goes with it very well, because my great-grandmother was born at the last winter camp at the turn of last century, 1900. She was born 1900 on Christmas Eve. There was a little boy born same time she was. On Christmas Eve, by then, Kiowas have heard of the Bible, so they named her Mary and they named him Joseph. Then after that, there were issued houses. That story goes along with that and what happened to the Kiowas today and what happened with my family. And before she was born, she had some siblings. Kiowas at that time were still nomadic, still trying to find the last of the southern buffalo herd. There were over a million and went down to 30, and then those were killed. And they were still trying to find the last of the buffalo herd, the Agapi, when the government, the United States government at Fort Sill in Lawton, Oklahoma, rounded up all those people that wouldn't stay stationary and kept following the Agapi, how they always live for years and years, and told them they had to stay stationary. They put them in a corral that winter. You'll see that corral if you ever get to visit Fort Sill in Lawton, Oklahoma. And they put them in this corral with where animals should be. And if they left that corral, they would get shot and killed. Well, they weren't issued enough food, enough clothing to last, survive the winter. So a lot of them perished, and some of her older siblings perished during that time. Now, I lived with my great-grandmother in the summer times in August during the Indian Fair time and got to be with her up until she died when I was 15 years old. So that was a very recent time in my family history, these stories that I share. I also share songs. We have one song that I put in a story about the Zaide Tali, that's the two half-boys. They taught the Kiowas many lessons. This song I put in there was what a grandmother sings to a grandbaby when they first are born. And it's a comforting song. But it goes like this. It goes, "Waho, waho, wo, wo, wo. Waho, waho, wo, wo, wo. A ka ka kya bon tal al at ama. Wa ho wo wo wo. Wa ho wo wo wo." And what that song is saying is it's saying, baby, why are you nursing off of your mother when she is no longer living? And it's still a comforting song for the Kiowa people to sing to the babies. You have other songs after that that we do as part of my presentation. And this next one is a muscle building song. And the children go to rabbit dances still today on the 4th of July during Gore Clan, which my husband is a member of. And they have these rabbit dances. They're an integral part of our society, the children are, and the rabbit society. And this other song is another muscle building song, rabbit dance song, goes like this. Tada tada thong patote baton tote oyanepalatse, oyanepalatse. Tada tada thong patote baton tote oyanepalatse, oyanepalatse. Chikun, chikun, chikun. Chikun, chikun, chikun. And the kids jump up and down like rabbits. And so as part of my presentation, that's what we will do if we have children. And then if it's older group, then I would have more of history. We also do, within my stories, we do signing, sign language, Southern Plains or Plains Indian Sign Language. And a lot of people have come up to me later, years later, groups that I've been to, and they'll show me the sign for good. They'll show me the sign for Kiowa. They remember it. So I thought that was really cool. And those are some of the things that I do in my presentation. And I hope that you enjoy just these little excerpts of what I have. I hope. Thank you.